Met Ellen de Mos lopen we, hij is de gids, door Rochester. En we doen een soort bijna een reguliere wandeling die we maken. Maar je kunt deze wandeling bijna gratis meemaken. Dat vragen we zo aan Ellen. Ellen, people who want to walk with you, how does it work?
It works very well. We the City of Rochester Society, of which I'm a member, has a group of people who act as guides in Rochester, and we provide a free walking tour of the city every Saturday, Sunday and Wednesday throughout the summer from Easter to the end of October. The tour lasts about an hour and a half, and as I say, it is free of charge, although donations to society funds are always welcome.
And people can contact the visitor centre?
People can contact the visitor centre and inquire about the tours. They can also arrange for a guided tour for a group. If they are bringing a group to Rochester, we will be happy to provide a guide for them at any time. We do make a small charge for that. But again, the Visitor Information Centre will be happy to put you in touch with the right people.
Yeah. And we walked through in a peaceful kind of street, and now you hear some cars going. But this is a very nice spot. It's made for tourists, you said.
We think that Rochester was built for the tourists because we have an ancient cathedral and a very ancient castle.
Yeah, which that's where we are now.
Which is where we are walking to. We're walking towards the castle right now. And the two are very close together, just absolutely perfect for a visit.
Ja, we lopen nu naar het kasteel, althans wat er van over is. Het is niet echt een kasteel, het is deels een ruïne. Is it a castle from the Middle Ages, from the Normans?
Yes. The Romans had fortified Rochester, but when the Normans came, after the Norman conquest of 1066, they immediately reinforced the fortifications. They built their own walls, their own defences, and especially the castle and its great tower, which were built in the years immediately after the Norman conquest, 1066.
When we walk with you or another guide, we can visit the castle, or we have to come back later on?
A walking tour of Rochester includes a walk through the castle. It doesn't include going right to the top of the tower, which we are about to do. But visitors are more than welcome to do that on their own. There is a charge for going up the tower.
Later on, we will hear more about the castle. People want to know more. You have also a website here.
The castle is certainly on the Medway Council website. In fact, it's on many websites. So if you go into Rochester Castle, that will give you plenty of information.
Yeah, good. And natuurlijk op www.visitkent.co.uk, daar vind je ook alle informatie op.